everyone, and welcome back to the Everyman Drummer Podcast, Season 2, Episode 1. We're back. Yeah, I know. Last year, around this time, I said I was taking off for the summer break. It kind of extended a little longer than just a couple of months that it's supposed to do. But a year later, a lot has happened. So there's a lot of recording sessions going on during that year off. I started working on what would say the long-awaited Drummers album by yours truly. And of course, that takes a different turn. And then everything happening around with life, the kids are growing up, and everything around in the world with the lockdown still going on. Yes, as of today, as we're recording this, I am now 2 vaccines in, so we're starting to go back to normal here. And that's what we all want. Simply because for us musicians, you make a living out on the road. Me, I've been fortunate to do it, but I'm starting to become one of the call guys here in Chicago. One of the, I would say, more your Jeff Porcaro in the Chicagoland area on certain tracks, on certain albums, certain artists. Met some very good artists over the past year, whether it be in person or connections that I already have in the industry here in Chicago. And then you meet some so-called business partners about that, and it turns out that some of them people are just snakes. You're going to run into them here in the business. I'm sure some of the drummers that are listening to this podcast will, you know, you'll go and cut a couple tracks for somebody and say, oh yeah, I'll do this one and hope it comes back in return, and then nothing happens in the end. So we know who to watch out for. We know who we can trust. So I've been wronged maybe a couple times already, but the guy that I'm closely connected to, we've worked together since, I want to say it was around 2005, and then I cut the album, the couple of tracks that I did for his album, and it was, you know, it was really great. Never been wronged by him before. He's one of my guys out there, somebody that I truly trust out in the music world. But anyway, that's what's been going on in this so-called summer break. You know, everything on lockdown. You still have to be cautious out there, wear your masks. But we're going to talk about all that stuff coming up in this season two episode one. This is more like the welcome back. Yeah, I didn't go anywhere. I didn't die. I'm still here. But there's people that follow this podcast, and you know how to reach out to me on the other social medias, Twitter, Instagram, and also to my YouTube page, where I've been recently more active. I should be splitting it up between this, that, and the other stuff. Should be able, if you manage your time wisely, you'll be able to get all 3 of those things done. I started to learn that a little bit more during this summer break, and it's, you know, it paid off. So going back to what has happened, so between the summer break that turned into a year-long break until now, there's been a lot of drum cover videos. Now, I know there's a lot of drummers out there that do these drum covers. You know, we all do it purely for the fun of it. Nobody's making any money off of it, I hope, especially since it's not your content. You know, I don't mind doing these drum covers. Hell, I'm not making any a dime off of them, which is, you know, rightfully so. The artist is the one that should be making money off of, even of us just doing drum covers. But that's where I've been more active lately, is posting up videos. There was this kid on Instagram, you drummers probably already saw it, and he took, I don't remember what the correct term is for that, but he was taking an already track, using it as a metronome, and playing backwards or upside down on it. So if you guys know what I'm talking about, he did it with Tears for Fears, Everybody Wants to Rule the World. And that kind of blew up all over Instagram toward, I would say toward the end of last year and a little bit of this year, when they were doing the Upside Down playing, a lot of people out there started jumping on that bandwagon. Even yours truly, I did too, and I played it a completely different way than what a lot of people out there were already doing. You know, yeah, it's fun to set that trend, and it is. It was. I'll tell you this: people can call me a sellout or whatever. I don't care. They say whatever they want. It's not going to stop me. It's not going to, you know, put me under the ground. And if it does, I get right back up. I at least try to in a fighting way. And, yeah, I jumped on that bandwagon and recorded my Upside Down version of it with a completely different idea than what everybody else was already doing, since that's the nature of the beast as us drummers. We're going to try to stand out apart from everybody, even though I'm using a little bit of this guy's stuff, I'm using a little bit of that guy's stuff, and somehow it ends up sounding like me. I don't know. I don't know how that works, but it's the mind does truly amazing things when you put it together. So anyway, I was on that bandwagon, and it turned out to be, it was actually pretty cool. It was actually pretty cool to use a song as a metronome and just screw around with the time. Drummers, check it out on Instagram and on some of the, I guess it's TikTok. I'm not part of that, but there's a whole bunch of people, or just Google Tears for Fears mashup. I did a couple of them. I did the Tears for Fears one, and then if you go back to my YouTube channel, I did a sort of like a I used the backing track for Oye Como Va by Tito Puente, covered by Santana, covered by yours truly, using it as a metronome and completely playing behind the beat, playing in front of the beat, playing up on it, and playing down on it, just to mix it up. We're all so used to hearing it a certain way. And when I saw the Instagram stuff for the Tears for Fears thing, and you, when they're first writing, their first caption on it, what they say about it is, you will never hear the song the same again. And that is true. That's the whole point of that whole exercise, was trying to mix it up a little. We're so used to hearing it one way, and then you start playing it upside. I don't recommend this. You're doing this on a gig. That's a good way to get your ass fired. Think about it. Songs written in 4/4 or 5/8, 7 or 9, you know, or whatever time signature. Okay, so the artist has it written like that. Here comes you, big top shot drummer. Yeah, I'm the best drummer in the world. I can do whatever I want. Yeah. Right. You can. Start playing that song that's written in 4/4. You start doing time upside down, backwards. You're playing in front of the beat. You're playing in back of the beat. Those other guys are going to kick your ass. They're used to playing it one way, and you're going to turn it upside down on them. Yeah, we like to throw shapes at everybody, but that's really good way to get your ass fired from that gig. Trust me, go ahead and do it. I ain't stopping you. You want to play that way with somehow music's written, go for it, by all means. Guaranteed never to get that gig again, but you're also guaranteed not to hear the song the way it was written. That's for sure. It throws it in a completely different level. Again, go check that out on YouTube. My YouTube channel is over there. You can find me under The Real Will Geronimo. That's where I am over on YouTube. Check that out. Drum covers, you know, I've got the split camera set up with a lot of the guys are doing, you know, the kick cameras. We all like to see what our, you know, the other two limbs are doing while we're playing a song. So that's set up just like that. Check it out. Give me a shout out over there. I respond to the replies even if they're bad. Tell me I suck. I don't care. I probably do. But that's what's been going on in the past year. Started to record, I guess, a solo album or first debut album, the long-awaited one. You know, it's still backed up on the hard drive. There's like 4 or 5 tracks for an EP. Recorded one with my good friend Justin Burchard, who actually wrote the guitar part to just me playing the drums, which was absolutely phenomenal. Such a great guitar player over there for the band. He used to be in the band. his band was Facing Winter. Now, Invisible Cartoons. He is the guitar player for Invisible Cartoons. Singer-songwriter. Such a great talent. It was a great time to work with him. And it was funny because we were both talking. We went to high school together. And we knew of each other as musicians. And we started, we talked. We never had a chance back then. So when we did this one last year, the joke was we should have done this a long time ago. But, 15 years in the making or whatever was well worth it. And just the way that that track came out, the way that I put it together, it was just ear-pleasing. Very, very pleasing. Very melodic. It's like it's telling a story without words, as music should be able to. When you open up, it helps you open up your mind. So went through and did that. Like I said, the tracks are still on the hard drive. I haven't had them mastered, I guess. But not sure if that's going to happen. Because then I started to write more, and it took a completely different turn. And you're like, what the hell is this that I am writing? Why is it sounding like this when I'm this type of musician? Been told many times by various people in my life that it's not the type of musician you are, it's how it comes out on paper, and that's very true. Whether you think it's like crap, or whether you think it doesn't sound, hit that record button and listen to it. That's very good advice. I got that advice a few days ago. Hit the record button, listen to it, because you'll be surprised. And because of that, I'm going to start redoing a lot of the other music. Because it's true. It's true. I've been told this again by lots of people in my life and my inner circle. Music is what comes out of you and not what you play. So yeah, you could be big heavy metal guy, and you can be, the music that you write is bebop jazz. Perfect example. If you go check out his YouTube page, Sounds Like a Drum, Cody Ram on there. If you take a look at Cody, typical grunge metal looking guy. He even says it. He says it. That he was a grunge metal type guy. Long hair, the beard, all the above. Everybody likes to typecast everybody like that. But Cody, phenomenal jazz drummer. And that's what just comes out natural. He more plays, I think he said, and I could be wrong, you have to check out his YouTube page, he did say something that he's more of a lighter type player than a heavier guy. Heavier type player for that heavier music. But you look at him, and when he starts playing those jazz riffs on his channel, phenomenal. Recommend his channel. It sounds like a drum. He talks about drum hacks, tuning, the equipment that's out. Trying different ideas to get a unique sound. And, the drums are drums. We all know what they sound like, but getting different sounds out of them. I started doing things different on my kit. It's something that, you want to experiment, and then you actually, you like the sound. And that's what we should do as drummers, is experiment with our sounds. It doesn't matter which way it comes out. It doesn't matter if you're influenced by these guys. It's just not. It's what comes out is what makes the difference. You absorb all that music and all that information, and then you try to reproduce it. It doesn't come out that way. You reproduce it in a different way, which is yours, but it's still an inspiration of all of those other types of music that you listen to already. Just store it in there. Just, it's like putting pen to paper. In your mind, you might be this great writer of mystery, and you end up writing kids' books. It doesn't matter, man. You're getting your ideas out there just the same way. So that's what that was with my solo album. There's not much to do when you have a pandemic year and you start reading up or watching up on guys on YouTube and you're catching up with them, interacting with them on the social media. And the ones that I've been most active with on social media was, and is still currently, is Cody Ran from Sounds Like a Drum. Also been in contact with Warren Hewitt, and he runs a fantastic channel, because this is another thing that we drummers, when we take a break and we step away, we explore other things. We produce on the side, we engineer our own stuff, and that's your other creative outlets right there. And then you let those out. That's creativity too. His channel, Warren Hewitt's channel, is Produce Like a Pro. A great informative channel. You guys want to check that out and support him. So Sounds Like a Drum, Produce Like a Pro, are the two that consumed me during this pandemic-stricken years. As we're heading into, and we're going to say years, because it's going to be here for a little bit. Has allowed me to explore those other outlets that you have. And to gain our ideas on what to bring, obviously, to the table. And we can discuss that here. Like, you drummers, don't be afraid to contact me on social media. DM me for, you know, topic you guys want to talk about. Something that I'm not touching on. You know, ideas. Let's share those ideas. Again, thanks to all you fans that have stuck around. And the ones that haven't, sorry to see you go. Maybe you'll come back. It's partially my fault. Or maybe you guys just transition to the other outlets that I've been doing, the other medias that I've been doing. So shout out to all of you guys out there, guys and girls that listen to the podcast around the world. I see those numbers, you know. And I see that. It's very gratifying, and I show nothing but appreciation to all those who support not only me as an artist or a podcaster, but all of us that do this. You know, we're not here just to do it. I mean, some of us are. We're just here to do it and then gain fans on the side. You know, and if you like what we're doing, then you guys will subscribe. But if you don't like it, you guys move on, which is great. That's what we're supposed to do. You're not supposed to like everything. At least I don't. Anybody who knows me knows I don't like a lot of things. So, but I'm going to give your stuff a chance. And if I don't like it, then we move on. Case, that's it. Same thing with me. You don't like what I'm doing, you can always move on. You like what you're doing, stick around. Or like what I'm doing, you just hang around. I don't know where this is going to go. I'm just as curious as you guys are. But I just want to thank all of you guys, the ones sticking around, the ones who have left, the ones who are coming back, who are joining us for the first time. It's going to be a fun ride, and the ones that have, they can probably attest to it, because, hell, I don't even know where I'm going with this. We'll just ride it until how far we can go. It's just like the YouTube channel. See a lot of guys that attain on their YouTube channels, and they stick to one genre, which is great. That's fine. That's what you do. I can't do that. My mind likes to try different things. I like to keep it open. It's great that you find your own niche, and you continue to do that. Like I said, there's some drum channels out there, cover channels. It's just unbelievable what these guys are doing out there, and I just watch it because I'm a fan. I'm not only the musician, the drummer, the player guy. I'm a fan of that stuff, too, so I like to see what's going on and what all of us content creators are doing. So, and then keeping in contact with a lot of, and responding and replying and just interacting with anybody who puts their mark on something, or you want to just get into and pick their brains. That's always a good thing. Like I said, I keep contacts and interactions with Cody Ran of Sounds Like a Drum and Warren Hewitt of Produce Like a Pro. Both in just Warren Hewitt's the industry giant in the producing world. Such great advice that he'll offer for any producer make their music sound better. It helped with me. A lot of the tricks that I do on mine, it's all thanks to Warren Hewitt and Sounds Like a Pro. And then Cody Ran over there at Sounds Like a Drum. That's an amazing channel. You guys should really go check it out. You know, and along the way, you know, just interact with the guy. There's some of the tips and hacks and clean and whatever you need to do. Maintenance. He even shows maintenance on there. It's such a great channel. Check that guy out. And then I've run into other channels that I've seen which are very entertaining and very informative, you know, and take it from a perspective of a real world, not some guy being paid to do it or, you know, these are a regular guy. This is, I'm talking about that recording studio loser. He's another great channel to watch, good follow, very informative. So there's other channels that I've come across. I forgot what their names. I'll probably mention them in the next podcast. But in the show notes, I'll have the links to their sites. If you guys want to check them out and then go from there. Again, it's a good way to inform, to get yourself information or try new things, especially us drummers. We're always looking for new things out there. But it's good to be back. Stick around. And it's going to be a wild ride this season. We're going to talk about everything that you want. You know, with drummers, drum stuff, new stuff that's coming out. I saw a whole bunch of new stuff that was coming out, and it kind of got my attention. A lot of the independent guys are coming around really good. So got a story to tell next time on that one. But it's going to be fun. I don't know where it's going yet, but hopefully you'll be around. Again, check out the show notes for links to Produce Like a Pro and Sounds Like a Drum and Recording Studio Loser. I'll put those links down there. Support their efforts. You know, support all of us that are doing this. Because without you guys, we are absolutely nothing. And we can fade away into that wonderful world they call the web. Yeah. How the internet has taken over the world. Check it out in show notes. I will see you guys later. This is Will. Talk to you soon. Bye.